Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome, welcome. I'm Twani. Hope you all are doing lovely today. So let's tune into Cautious Relationships. Today, I'm going to share with you about the blockage of sacral chakra. Your sacral chakra is blocked. It means you're blocked by guilt. The mystical is not how the world is, but that it is, as said by Ludwig Wittgenstein. A clear sign that your sacral chakra is blocked is an overwhelming feeling of guilt and self-blame, along with a threatening feeling that you will never feel pleasure again. Guilt is a bugger of an emotion, isn't it? It hangs around like a thorn in the side. It forces us to look backward into the shattered mirror of regret. It tricks us into believing that the past can be different if we just dwell on it a little bit longer and bemoan it a little bit more. The root chakra provides the foundation on which we build our lives. And the second chakra, our sacral chakra, is the hub of our creativity, guiding us to our dreams and desires. Swadhisthana, a meaning to her own abode, where her refers to the kundalini energy. The sacral chakra is the center of sexuality, fertility, and an expression of one's being. The orange wheel of energy lies 2 to 3 inches below the abdomen, associated with the pelvic floor region. Also, satisfaction and pleasure are few of the important aspects of Swadhisthana, and if the energy is in deficit or contracted, feeling of gratification, joy, and pleasure might always seem elusive. The active sense associated here is taste, and with taste we mean taste for life, taste for food, taste for pleasure, etc. So, let's see. Are you experiencing any of these conditions like sexual suppression and dysfunction, emotional repression, energetic lethargy, lack of creativity, demotivation, infertility, menstrual problems, chronic lower back pain, inability to emotionally open up to other people, difficulty dealing with emotions, coldness and indifference to others, codependency and clinginess in relationships? The sacral chakra, also referred to as sexual chakra, governs the sexual organs, that is ovaries, testicles, bladder, bowel, and lower intestine. In case the chakra is overactive, overindulgence in sex and lust might overpower the person. This not only affects the physical health, because appropriate amounts of sexual hormones are responsible for liveliness and vitality of the body, but also hampers the spiritual growth. Similarly, underactive chakra leads to little or no sex drive. Satisfaction and contentment are yet another defining characteristics of this chakra. For example, the person wants to be happy, and he or she does something that might make them joyful. But since this chakra is repressed, the person might not experience a sense of satisfaction. Now, a craving sets in to feel happiness, and the person keeps on indulging and overindulging in the same action to only taste guilt in the end. Yet another dire consequence of the same is addiction of a particular act in the quest to achieve happiness. Depression, self-doubt, and emotional instability are some of the other symptoms of an imbalanced sacral chakra. Since it is also the emotional center, a blocked sacral chakra leads to emotional instability, lack of excitement, depression, and sticking to one set of people or habits can be observed as well. On the contrary, if the chakra is overactive, the person can be emotionally absorbed, overambitious, aggressive, or possessive. Aging is also a factor controlled by this chakra. Douglas D. Long, in his book Ancient Techniques for Beginners, Auras, Chakras, Angels, Rebirth, Astral Projection, said, on a physical level, this energy center is connected to the pancreas. It releases certain digestive enzymes, which when properly balanced can slow the human aging process. The desire to reproduce is also related to this chakra. Reproductive organ disorders, impotency, or infertility can be a cause of an underactive chakra, while premature ejaculation or excessive libido are signs of an overactive chakra. People who lack creativity, feel unmotivated, and tend to overthink are some of the other symptoms of sacral chakra imbalance. Now, transforming the sacral chakra. The second body, our emotional or etheric body. Before I move forward, I encourage you to listen to my video regarding the second subtle body, that is the etheric body, to have a better understanding of this chakra. Each chakra has an associated subtle body with it. So before listening to the audio of a particular chakra, I suggest that you listen to the audio of the associated subtle body. It will be more beneficial to you. Okay, so the second body is connected to the second chakra, that is the Svadhisthana. This too has two possibilities. Basically, its natural potential is fear, hate, anger, and violence. All these are conditions obtained from the natural potential of the Svadhisthana chakra. If a person stagnates at the second body, then the directly opposite conditions of transformation, that is love, compassion, fearlessness, friendliness, do not take place. The obstacle on the person's path in the second chakra is hate, anger, and violence. And the question is of their transformation. So here too, the same mistake is made. One person can give vent to his anger, another can suppress his anger. To feel anger or rage is not a bad thing. but to vent it on other person and to blame the reason for your anger to another person is the obstacle. Or to suppress your emotion inside and inside, you know, feeling rage but not able to express it is also an obstacle. One can just be fearful who suppresses it, who expresses it, and another can suppress his fear and make a show of courage. But neither of these will lead to transformation. When there is fear, it has to be accepted. There is no use hiding or suppressing it. If there is violence within, there is no use in covering it with the mantle of non-violence. Shouting slogans of non-violence will bring no change in the state of violence within. It remains violence. It is a condition given to us by nature in the second body. It is natural. It has its uses, just as there is meaning to sex. Through sex alone, other physical bodies can be given birth. Before one physical body falls, nature has made provisions for the birth of another. Fear, violence, anger are all necessary on the second plane. Otherwise, man could not survive, could not protect himself. Fear protects him, anger involves him in struggle against others, and violence helps him to save himself from the violence of others. All these are qualities of the second body and are necessary for survival. But generally, we stop here and do not go any further. If a person understands the nature of fear, he attains fearlessness. For this, you can listen to my audio of Understanding Fear and How to Deal with It. Okay, so, and if he understands the nature of fear, or the nature of violence, he attains non-violence. Similarly, by understanding anger, we develop the quality of forgiveness. In fact, anger is one side of the coin. Forgiveness is the other. Both are present, yin and the yang, positive and negative, light and dark. But by understanding dark, only then can we reach towards light, right? If we come to know one side of the coin perfectly, we naturally become curious to know what is on the other side. And so the coin turns. If we hide the coin and pretend we have no fear, no violence within, we will never be able to know fearlessness and non-violence. He who accepts the presence of fear within himself and who has investigated it fully, self-reflected it, will soon reach a place where he will want to find out what is behind fear. His curiosity will encourage him to see the other side of the coin. That is, how can I actually overcome this shadow side of myself, right? The moment he turns it over, he becomes fearless. Similarly, violence will turn into compassion. That is, instead of focusing on the problem, we are trying to look for solutions. So these are the potentials of the second body. Thus, the person has to bring about a transformation in the qualities given to him by nature. And for this, it is not necessary to go around asking others. One has to keep seeking and asking within oneself. We all know that anger and fear are a hindrance. Okay, so that was all for today. Stay tuned till my next video. The purpose is to share and spread love. God bless you on your beautiful journey of life, and thank you so much for listening. Bye-bye. Have a good time.